Good morning. Great morning. Happy Monday. We're still in the month of April. For some of you who have been through so much, gone through so much, you have forgotten what month we're in. We're still in the month of April. God is still doing things. He's still opening doors. He's still making ways. He's still extending grace. If you don't have a testimony at all, let me tell you something. You can find a testimony in God's grace. All of us have experienced God's grace because it is He who gives life, who takes life. It is He who gives us the breath of life. He can take our breath in any moment. So you and I, whoever you're standing next to, whoever you work with, whoever you went to bed with last night, whoever you woke up to this morning, those people have seen the grace and mercy of God. Let me tell you that the enemy has still been busy. He's not gonna stop. He's not gonna quit. Whenever God conquers him, and that's all the time, he comes back in full force, in full swing. He tries to come back greater than he did before because he's angry and he's upset because he already knows Jesus has defeated him at the cross. When he rose from the grave, he knew that Jesus defeated him, and he knows that in the end, we are going to win. So he's always going to do everything in his power, his little limited power, to make sure that your day goes bad, my day goes bad. It's going to always seem like God is not going to come through for us. But please know, and as I minister to you, I minister to myself, please know that when you have those feelings, please know that they come from Satan. They come from Lucifer, whatever you want to call him. That's who they come from. Because every good and perfect gift comes from God, and it comes from God alone. Today, I just want to tell you to be encouraged, to find something to praise God about. Find a reason to walk in peace. Find a reason to walk in joy, because the enemy, again, is not going to stop. Life is not going to stop. It's not going to stop. And you know what? You and I can be having a good day. We can have two good days in a row. The enemy is sitting back saying, two good days in a row. Well, I see I couldn't get to you on Sunday. I couldn't get to you on Monday. Let me go over here and see if I can mess with your son. Let me go over here and see if I can get in your husband. Let me see if I can go over here and cause division between you and your siblings. Let me see if I can go over here and cause a distraction with your neighbor. That is his job. Anything ugly, anything hurtful, anything negative, trust and believe the enemy is all for it. The enemy is all for it. And you know, let me remind you of this. When you're having a conflict with a person, please know that it is not that person that you see with your physical eyes, but it is a spirit that is trying to dominate that person in that moment. I believe, this is my belief, if we could have learned that years ago, we would have not went through so much heartache, so much disappointment, so much frustration. I have to remind myself that it is a spirit. It is not that person. And I think that that is the reason why we hear people say, oh, I can't stand her. Oh, I can't stand him. Oh, he makes me sick. Oh, here he comes. Because we haven't realized yet that it's not that person, but it's something that we can't see that's trying to dominate and take over that person in that moment. It's a spirit. We can't see spirits, but we can know them by their actions. Now, that's just my personal opinion. But it helps. It helps because it helps you to love. It helps you to care for. It helps you to pray for that person that's in front of you and attack the spirit. Oh, she's being hateful to me. It's not her. It's a spirit. Oh, he's being unruly and unjust. It's a spirit. So let that encourage you this morning. And let me say to you that I don't give any words of testimony that I haven't went through. I don't give any words of encouragement for you to use that I haven't tried to use. This past week, again, the enemy said, okay, well, I see you and your husband are getting along just fine. I see you and him are laughing and talking. And, oh, I see that you and him are brushing stuff under the rug, stuff that don't matter. Oh, well, let me go over here and mess with your most prized possession. Let me go over here and mess with your son. And I believe it, even in our children, it's not our children. It's a spirit that's trying to rule and dominate and take over them. So last week, we had a situation at my son's school. And let me say that whenever you, you could have walked with Jesus, but when it concerns your children, it's like nothing else matters but your child in that moment. And I am the type of parent that I'm not the parent that'll go to the school when the child has done something wrong and say, oh, no, no, Lord Jesus, not my son, not my child. He's on the deacon board already and he's only 5 years old. No, Lord Jesus. No, that's not me. Because I realize who my son is. I realize that he can be a little bit much. And so I go in with a listening ear. I go in with a humble spirit. But then there are times when, as my husband says, you know your child. And when God puts it on your heart and he says, now this right here, your child didn't do. Now this right here, you need to dig a little bit deeper. But when you're dealing with someone who, or you're dealing with a situation and it seems like the person always has to be right, they can never be wrong, that's hard to deal with. That's hard to gain any ground. But let me tell you that God will put people in place who will confirm to you what God has already shown you about the situation, about your child. So in this moment, I'm talking about our children. Are our children without fault? No. Do they do and say things that they shouldn't? Yes, they do. Because they're human. They're human. And they don't have a mindset to think as an adult. Yes, they're going to do things that they shouldn't. But are your children wrong all the time? No, they're not. No, my son is not. I've worked with children a long time. And what I've learned is that even the one who is the most difficult to deal with is not always wrong. Is not always the one who's disturbing class. And so I want to thank God for putting people in place that will confirm to you what you have prayed about, what you thought you have seen has been real. And I'm telling you this so that when you're helping to raise your grandkids and you're still raising your children, maybe they may be in college and may get into a little bit of trouble or whatever. Know your child. Know your child. And if your child has been a problem child, please know that your child is not going to always be wrong. Because sometimes parents neglect to support their child when the child is not wrong this time. But because you've thrown in the towel on your child, now you've left your child out there defenseless. And the child feels like, who's on my side? Let me say to you this. We have to know our children. We have to be able to raise them and discipline them with balance. We have to be able to correct them in front of their educators. We have to be able to correct them when they are wrong. Don't wait until you get to the car if you know that child is wrong. Tell them in the front of that teacher. If God shows you that what that teacher is telling you is true, you correct that child in the front of that teacher, because that lets that child know that, hey, mama ain't playing, daddy ain't playing. But don't be an ignorant parent. Don't go up there grabbing your child and dragging it to the car because that child is a problem student. And when I say problem student, that doesn't mean that they're using the term on the spectrum. Okay, on the spectrum, off the spectrum, problem child. Please know that God created all of our children, and he created each of us in his image, in his likeness. And to me, that makes something about us special. That makes something about us worthwhile holding on to. So in these little moments when I'm speaking about our children, I just want to tell you that all of our children have greatness in them. All of our children have greatness in them. And at the end of my little situation, I was, because, you know, I thank God that the owner of his school is a Christian woman. The husband is too. And I thank God that we were all three able to come together and voice how we felt. There was some misunderstandings on both sides, but I thank God for communication. I thank God that there was communication. I think that there are still some things that God has to change on the other end. But I'm glad that we can take our cares to God and we can cast them over on him, knowing that when we cast them, we don't have to worry about God throwing them back over on us. They're his and they don't belong to us anymore, because the battle is not ours. It belongs to God. And so today, if you're still raising your children, you may have college students, if you're raising your grandkids, know that they are not a mistake. Know that there is something kind in those children. Know that there is something special and unique that is worthwhile giving that extra prayer. You may say, because I was told by the teacher, well, I just feel like, you know, giving up on my child. Oh, well, I just feel like, you know, I've done everything that I can do. And oh, my day goes by so much more smoother when my child is not there. That was a heart tugger. That tugged on my heart for days. But let me just say that I just chalked it up to the teacher was in her feelings. And I get that. And I understand that. And the enemy wanted to take that and just make me feel like there was no hope for my son. But for the people that God put in place, God caused that person to shed a different light. God caused that person to expose and reveal what the real deal was behind closed doors. And I will just leave it at that. So my husband and I were able to have a little bit of victory. We had a little victory moment where my son is concerned. But I want to say to you, I thank God for my son. I thank God that God is not done with him yet. I thank God that that God himself is reminded of every prayer that I've prayed for my son. The nights that I paced the floors and cried about my son's future. The times that I would get up and pray and I would hold him when he was a little bitty baby. And I would just walk through my house carrying him on my hip, praying for him and other people, because I wanted him to know what prayer was. I wanted him to sense the presence of God even at a young age. So today, invest in your children, even the ones who are just a little bit more difficult. Invest in them. Do everything that you can do until God tells you to do something different. Whatever that different may be, do it until God tells you to do something different. And know that every child has something to impart into their day, into their family, into their church family, and into the community. You may say it's too soon for them to be invested into the community. No, it's not. No, it's not. Your community is when you take your child outside to play and you see the neighbors with their children, and then they begin to interact, and then your child can say something that's positive. Let me give you this testimony and then I'm gonna let you go. I was working with a student last week, and this is a difficult student, difficult. And there was another child who was hurt and scared. And the difficult child went and put his arm around the other student and patted the student on his back and said, "It's going to be okay. It's going to be all right. Everything's going to be okay." In that moment, that difficult student displayed that he had an emotion, that he had a good emotion, that he had the spirit of sympathy, that he had a loving and a kind spirit, that he cared about the feelings of someone else. So I'm going to leave you with that. Just when you notice a child today, you may not even know who that child is. Pray for that child, because you don't know what their home life is like. You don't know what's going on in their mind, in their heart. You don't know what they're questioning. You don't know what their fears and their doubts are. So today, I'm going to leave you with, pray for someone's child. When you see them in the grocery store, you don't know them, you'll never see them again. Pray for that child that's in that basket. Pray for that child that mom has to run around the store and go and catch them. Pray for that child that you see in your neighborhood that's riding his or her bike. Do it, and do it with a sincere and a pure heart. Be kind to somebody today, just because know that better, greater is sooner, not later. Just know that God is not done yet. He can't be done yet. It is in the name of Jesus I pray. And until next time, bye-bye.